The Leo Frigo Bridge crosses the Fox River where it meets the Bay of Green Bay. 40,000 vehicles cross it every day. So the closure was enough to bring Governor Scott Walker to a news conference at the Regional Department of Transportation offices in Green Bay.
I-43, as it goes over the Fox River, is both important to this region and to this state when it comes to transportation. It's also vitally important when it comes to commerce.
DOT engineers say one of the piers or supports of the bridge is sinking and has caused the sag across all four lanes of the bridge. Decking on the bridge was replaced this summer, but DOT spokesman Kim Rudot says it's not known if that caused the sag. He also says it's too early for a cost estimate or to say when the bridge will reopen.
Folks, it's a brand new event. It just happened this morning, and we're trying to be careful. We do not believe the bridge is going to collapse, and that's what you should report, is that we don't believe the bridge is going to collapse. However, we are taking the measures we need, the safety measures, in order to keep people safe, keep our crews safe, as we determine what's happening.
Governor Walker wrapped up the news conference with a pledge of state resources.
Once we know the full details of what's required to fix this bridge, we will fix this bridge.
Traffic is being rerouted through the city of Green Bay or to Highway 41, which is now under construction for an unrelated improvement project. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.